proudest day and the proudest time in the seat of a rally car, because that day and that hour and those minutes, I got the bit between my teeth. You know, I really stood up and was counted and said, this is not getting away. I remember when we pulled on our helmets and Donald says to me, what are we doing? I said, we're going for gold, Barrett. That's all we said. I can still picture that run. That was just the best run ever.
Welcome along to Crunching Gears, the Rally Podcast. And what a special we have this time. Connor, we're joined by John Armstrong and Owen Tracy. And news is just breaking today. ERC, John, what can we say? It must be like Christmas has come in March for you.
Definitely has. It's like Christmas and every other special occasion I've wrapped up in one. I don't think you could beat it. But it's something that I've been working towards for a long time, to have a full program in a Rally 2 car, and to be able to do that with M Sport is something, you know, I've always dreamed of, to be able to drive for them and to be with Owen and the MI Rally Academy now. It's you know, we've got all the tools in place to really make the most of it, and it's going to be a nice challenge and something that we're really looking forward to.
And John, you're doing this on the back of last year where you took the Rally 3 title in the ERC. So, you know, it's a really good stepping stone up for you.
Definitely. Some rounds have rotated into the WRC and some have come back into the ERC. But, you know, the likes of Estonia, I've done before. So a lot of the rallies I do have knowledge on. Some rallies are brand new for everyone, like Hungary is quite new, and okay, only the local drivers will have some knowledge, but to go back to the point, it's brilliant to be able to continue in the natural progression from the Rally 3, having done the ERC last year, to use all that I've learned and now make the step up to Rally 2 with the Fiesta, to, you know, build on everything that we learned. And I'll have the same engineer as last year with the Rally 3 as well. So it's good relationship and foundation to make the most of it. So I think it's a really good championship in terms of the coverage. And, you know, we've got the All Live package, or Rally TV as it's now called. So it's really good for promotion as well. And, you know, we'll be one of the front runners, all being well, as we get into the season. So it's definitely a place where you can make your mark in rallying. You know, you're going to have eyes on you every weekend. So, it's a good challenge for us to take part in.
Because even, you know, ahead of WRC 2, you know, you're not going to get the same coverage, because, like, with ERC, you're going to be running at the front of the field. You are the main category. Like, and that will, as you say, get more eyes onto you two guys.
Definitely. And I think, from an M Sports point of view, it's really important to showcase the car in that arena as well, because there is so many people around the world that's going to be tuning in and watching, you know, the top 20, top 30 Rally 2 cars come through each stage. And it is a chance for me and Owen and the car to be in the spotlight. And that's one of the really attractive points of the European Championship now. I think it'll be, you know, sometimes there'll be probably pressure from that, but I've already had my experience from Sweden last year with the Rally 2 car to, you know, get knowledge of what it feels like to be run first on the road, which was something I'd done and I've never done before. So if that happens this year, then I know what to expect, and, you know, to have that opportunity, to have the opportunity to be one of the first cars on the road in a rally of that stature is a real privilege. And yeah, it's just really cool, and it's an awesome experience. It's something that whenever you're younger watching rallying, you always dream to have the opportunity to drive for a team like Amsport and to be opening the road of a big rally or be running at the front of the field. So for sure, it's like dreams come true, but you have to also, you know, stay, keep your feet on the ground and do the hard work. And I think if you look at any driver nowadays, they're putting in so much work, and that's really what our job is outside of, you know, enjoying what we get to do.
And like Owen, from your point of view, you're going to be pulling on a set of M Sport overalls. Like, you talk about boyhood dreams, this is reality now.
Yeah, it's mental. Really exciting. Like, you know, everyone looks at M Sport, and we've all seen drivers coming up through there. And I suppose looking back on last year, seeing John and Cam in the Rally 3 car, it was really cool to see. And now to see them giving John the opportunity in the Rally 2 car. And I'm obviously delighted that I'm getting to come along on this journey. So, yeah, it's really, really exciting. I'm going to be a big step up. So it's huge, yeah.
I know, and like the, you know, full championship, 8 rounds, but also your first time to work with John. So, you know, a bit of a learning curve there as well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose it's going to be a big step up in Hungary. We've done a bit of work together now, just getting used to the notes and the different system that John uses. So that was good. And we might meet up once or twice before the event just to chat about stuff. And then our test day will be very important. And of course, the recce. So yeah, it'll be a big difference, but really looking forward to it.
And then, John, you mentioned, you know, your engineers coming across. The fact you're continuing to work with M Sport, you have the confidence there, the knowledge of the team, and also that experienced engineer who you've already built a relationship. It must be a certain level of comfort in that, you know, that not everything's new for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very important to work with individuals that you build up a relationship with over the years. And with M Sport in particular, and M Sport Poland, you know, Maciek's been very influential in my career, especially the last 2 or 3 years, in giving me advice and supporting me. So, you know, he's been really good at helping this opportunity come to fruition, and you know, to get the chance then to have a chat with Malcolm and Rich, and to, you know, see what everyone's goals were and try to put something together was what I really wanted to happen. And M Sport built cars have been what my rally career has been built on, really. You know, I think every season apart from 2015, I've been in an M Sport built rally car. So yeah, it's heavily biased, and I'm definitely proud of that too. You know, it's you can only see what they've done throughout the years with you know, supporting drivers and giving them the tools to go all the way to the top of rallying. So from my side, I've, you know, got that in some degree now. I've got an opportunity. Yeah, it's up to us to make the most of it and, you know, try to learn along the way and keep building upon everything. You know, it's obviously a new relationship for me and Owen, but Owen has the credentials to, you know, to go all the way, and for sure, you know, to have this opportunity is brilliant for both of us. And yeah, we're looking forward to taking it on.
And like we've spoke before about, you know, how good the Rally 3 Fiesta is. And like we've seen what Walt Crichton has done in the last 2 weekends, how he has made that progression from the Rally 3 up to Rally 2. Like that must give you good heart seeing that, like with the comfort that Walt seemed to take, you know, make the step so gracefully. And to be on the pace, you know, very quickly and very settled. And he puts a lot of that down to the way he drove the Rally 3 car. It's not a huge step up.
Yeah, definitely. I think Rally 3 is a really, it's a brilliant concept. I enjoyed driving the car so much last year. It's really easy to drive, but it gives you the experience required with four-wheel drive in terms of how, you know, corner speed, traction, how you need to use the drivetrain to, you know, brake into the corner, how you use it to rotate the car in the corner. I'd say the biggest difference is probably the suspension in terms of the damper travel and how that feels with there's an element of extra movement in the car. But yeah, William's been doing a fantastic job, and you know, his pace in West Cork and also the first round of the British Championship was really encouraging for sure. I think you can see that the Fiesta is, you know, right up there with the rest of the cars now as one of the fastest in the class. And you know, I still have things to learn, but for sure, when you see everything that other drivers are being able to achieve, I know once I get everything to sort of gel and everything goes into the proper you know, John mode, then it should be there or thereabouts. But the ERC is at very high level as well, so you know, it's going to be hard to fight with those guys. But I'm sure once we get seat time, then we'll be there. And that's, you know, I don't really go rallying to come 10. So yeah, I'll be trying to do the hard work to analyze where I can improve. And you know, that's a big part of rallying nowadays. And you know, even with William and the rest of the MA Academy drivers, we all talk to each other, and you're always thinking outside the box and how you can improve, and helping each other as well to, you know, if you find something that's been helpful for you, or as you find an advantage when you're talking to each other, you naturally share what you're thinking or something that might help. So that's a big benefit of working together as well. It's, we're all working towards our goals together, so it's I think it makes us better, stronger.
And Owen, you've had some experience competing internationally on the Safari Classic and Mexico and Ypres, but I suppose really the work you've been doing with the academy for the last couple of years has probably helped you really get to this point now, where you're about to take on an 8-round championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose this is my third year now at the academy, so it was brilliant. The last 2 years have really brought me on in what I know about the sport and how it runs. Over the first year, you know, I got introduced to the BRC with Johnny, and then last year John Coyne was doing Mexico and I got to sit in, so that was absolutely brilliant to just get the real feel for how the WRC events run. And John was very accommodating to me on my first event, and to get through that was brilliant. And then we did Finland as well, so it was a great mix of experience there in those two rallies together. And then to attend other events, I did a few tests and recces with Josh and the likes, just to see what level they operate at. And I suppose that's all that built me up to feel more confident going into this year as to how we can tackle it. So yeah, the academy over the last 2 years has been brilliant, and delighted to be working with them again for a third year.
And like Owen, John says, you know, about the hard work has to go on, you know, and it has to be done before the event. That's something that you thrive on as well too. Like, you know, this is all part of your learning over the last 2 years. It's not what happens on the weekend of the rally, it's the preparation that goes in beforehand.
Yeah, I suppose with rallying, it's all about feeling in control on the weekend, and that's all done before the event, just having everything that you know you can have ready and have that in your control. So that's really been what we've learned, especially working with the other co-drivers, was event preparation and how to be ready when you get there, to know exactly what you're doing, where you're going. And yeah, that's the hardest part, really, is to put in that preparation, because you're going to somewhere that you haven't visited before. So
yeah, I always thought Conor Mohan put it, you know, we spoke to him a few times last year, and he says, a map's a map. You know, no matter where you are, whether you're in Monaghan or, you know, Norway or whatever, a map's a map. You read your map, you get your bearings, and, you know, don't get overawed by the whole thing, I suppose.
Yeah, he's dead right. It's like, before a local rally or a night nav, you're going to look at the map, look at the area, see where you could be going. And it's the same going out to these events. You try and learn where each stage roughly is, know the roads, so you know where you're heading. And yeah, a map is a map then once you're there and you have a general idea.
And like John, for you need, listen to you on there, the devotion, the dedication there. You need somebody that's going to be on the same wavelength as you, that's going to be given it 110% as well.
Yeah, that's totally what you need in a crew. You both need to want it as much as each other, and the hard work. There's a lot of hours put into preparation before the rally. When you're on the event, you've got a long recce together. So, yeah, it's important to build up the relationship and to, also, show compassion with each other too, to give feedback on areas that maybe can be slightly different and improve, but it's, structured feedback. You have to have an understanding of each other's responsibilities and challenges with each role. And yeah, I think it's just being honest with each other through times to, if you can improve from either side, then and it ends up in a better stage time, better rally, then it's worth doing. I think that's something that, so important with rallying, is to have the passion, to have people in the team that want to win as much as you do. And even going back to my engineer Pancho from M Sport Poland, he's as hungry, maybe even hungrier sometimes to win. It's quite nice to work with, like-minded people. So yeah, and like I said, Owen has the credentials. He's been learning from the best in the business. He's got his experience on WRC rallies, been working with Josh and through the academy. So yeah, it's gonna still be a learning curve, but I've got experience to help out too where needed, and there'll be people around us to make it pretty easy, I think. And there's always going to be a period of getting used to each other, but in my experience, that's like the first day of the first rally, and once you get that over you're grand, then I think everything sort of just slots into place. So no, it should be really good. And yeah, it's a long season too, and we've got to just bet ourselves in, and just try to do the best job we can and keep improving as the season goes on.
Yeah, because like this is a mutually beneficial arrangement. Like you will be able to bring, your level to the MA Academy as well too. You will bring your experience there as well too. This is not just, it's not a one-sided affair. This is, it work both ways.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that you do see with the MI Academy, is that the likes of William, Josh, and Eamon, they're able to give their knowledge to the younger members, the drivers that are coming up through the ranks at national level, going into maybe European level. So it is very important to share knowledge to try and help each other towards our goals. And as I was saying, even me and William would talk a lot. I worked a bit with Eamon at the start of the year, and now we talk about various points on setup and approaches to rally. And I was even, giving Eamon recce videos that I have from 2022 and 21 from Croatia. So it's just being able to share as much as you can and to try and help each other. But for sure, trying to work with more some of the more junior members to, speed up their learning, especially as they go to international level, and the type of things that they need to look out for on, the recce, and how to prepare for the events, what kind of things they need to be keeping track of. And I just think it's so important that you try to help each other. And it's still quite early in the academy, and in terms of from where they started, but already have a world champion. And you know, I think as the years goes on, it'll only get stronger and stronger.
And sorry, go ahead, Connor.
So I was just going to say to Owen there, you know, John's mentioned, you know, that sharing of knowledge. Like, for you, it must be comforting to know you've access to Paul Nagel, to Aaron Johnson, to Fuzzy, you know, if you need advice or guidance or a bit of support.
Yeah, this is it. Half of the struggle is the network. And that was one of the great things that I got to know all those people across last year and the year before. And even like Connor there, he's got the experience now that he's a man I can pick up the phone to and ring. And so you say, Paul, Fuzzy, Aaron, they're all very helpful with any questions you have. So it is brilliant to have all those people who are there to offer their experience.
And like, for you then to be able to feed that information out as well too, like, I'm sure you're got to a level now that there's guys contacting you that starting out, and you know, and their tentative steps, and you're able to help them now as well.
Yeah, this is it. It's a two-way street. Like, whatever you can help, and that's the great thing about rallying, is everyone's out to help each other, and we're all competitors, but we all have the same goal really, and it's all about helping everyone and bring each other along. So yeah, it's great to be in a position as well to give some help if anyone asks. Yeah.
John, last week we spoke to Matt Edwards, and they were saying about, you know, at the start line, you know, between stages in West Cork, like, they were ribbing each other, like, and absolutely, you know, and the crack was being 90. But, you know, minute that then, you know, there's a routine they go through before they start the stage, all that changes. It's all focus. Like, there's very few sports that you can go from up here to the, you know, to the absolute 110% concentration to out and ribbing your mates.
I think that's what makes the sport. It is very sociable whenever you're between the stages, having a chat, getting prepared to go in, and yeah, you're just trying to have a bit of banter. Okay, ERC and WRC, sometimes that can be a bit lost, which is a shame. But yeah, sometimes you're trying to keep information from each other at that point. But no, like, as long as you make friends, and you usually do at each rally, yeah, you'll have a bit of crack. But it is crazy how you go from that to, you know, going into the stage then and doing something as extreme as what we do. But it's something that everyone loves. It's a passion that we all share when we're getting ready for stage. And, you know, it's just good to have fun as you go along, I think. Especially when you're rallying abroad, you're seeing parts of the world you would probably never, ever, ever go to. Like, you're not going to go there on a holiday. You're probably never going to pass through there. So it is quite special. You just have to take it in sometimes and, yeah, just enjoy it, but to try to do the best you can and make some memories.
Yeah, and like, Owen, for yourself too, like, not only are you doing the ERC, you're doing the American Championship then with John as well.
Yeah, so that's going to be another great experience. Really looking forward to it, and starts the week after Hungary, so just quick touch base at home and then head out there. So really excited for that. Going to be, as John said, see some places that I definitely never even consider visiting because you wouldn't have heard of them only for rallying. So yeah, that's going to be brilliant. And saw John and Josh had a great result there 2 weeks ago, so be exciting now to build on from that.
And do you still get butterflies even just looking at the calendar, thinking, I'm going to, you know, to these events? You know, is it still like, how did this come about so quickly?
Yeah, I think it's always the way you're stuck in the work of it, and then you look back and you realise where you're going. You're like, wow, geez, that's crazy. But it's the greatest thing about it too. Yeah, the excitement every time you're planning for an event. So,
and like, Owen, you know, you're going to build up a wealth of knowledge. You know, as John said earlier, like, we see the ERC events changing with WRC events and back and forward, and obviously, you know, we know they're looking to have an event in the States as well as part of the WRC. So, you know, for the years coming, you really are building up some great knowledge this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about having that familiarity with the different types of events and how they run in different countries. And that way, if you're ever back, you know exactly what you might expect or what is the norm over there. Even like the safari last year, I'd be completely fazed going out there if I hadn't the experience that I just had. So knowing what to expect in a country like that where it's completely different is a great thing to have. And the same with Mexico last year, a complete different way of operating. So it's good to have that. And yeah, it really puts you at ease when you start to build up kind of knowledge of the different countries. And yeah.
And Owen, obviously the Safari Rally's on this weekend. Will you be looking at it with a different perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Even paying more attention to the recce where they're all getting stuck and realizing that it's definitely a difficult challenge. And I think it's going to be a very interesting event to see how they deal with the weather. So yeah.
And sure, them boys have a handy day, four-wheel drive. You just hadn't that luxury last November. And then, John, we're supposed to start wrapping up, but is it, even now, you're looking down the barrel of a season now in an M Sport car, your boyhood dream come true, that young guy that was going doing all track not that long ago, suddenly, does it still compute that, how far you've come in such a short time, really?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like a. I've always had just a drive, a deep drive to never really give up on, probably giving up on the dream until I'm too old to do it, if you know what I mean. So I've always just been working away, trying to put together, seasons and, junior WRC years that we went through, and then ERC last year was brilliant to get more experience, but for sure it's always been a dream to have an opportunity like this. So to have it is amazing, and yeah, it's something that, like I said, if you think about it too long, you can probably get distracted. So it's just business as usual. Try to prepare now, but for sure, really, just so happy to be able to get the opportunity to, have a full year in a Rally 2 car. I've never really done, consecutive events in one, so even that's a big advantage to bring learnings from one rally to the next. It should be really nice. So, no, just very, very happy. Happier than usual, that's for sure. So yeah, can't complain.
And I suppose before we do finish up, there should be one man we should thank for making this all happen too, is Mr. Coyne. What he has done for over the last few years in rallying, it's never going to be equaled again.
Yeah, 100%. As John said in the press release, that he's been helping me in the background since 2020. So the amount of work that he puts into rallying, helping drivers, what we see with the MI Rally Academy is amazing. It's just you don't see that anywhere else in the world, really, what John's doing. So yeah, it's brilliant. It's given me, one the chance to make this opportunity with M Sport come to fruition. And yeah, we're just looking to make the most of it. And yeah, fair play to John. Like I said, there's so many things that he's doing in the background that people probably don't see as well. So he's just he loves the sport as much as we do. And yeah, it's great to see.
So thanks to John and Owen there. What can we say, Connor? Absolutely fantastic news, and we've long beat the drum about how good John is, and great to see Owen get an opportunity now as well.
Oh, look, fantastic for the two lads. I'm absolutely delighted for them. And, it's a fantastic, it's just John's able to build on what he did in the ERC last year, stepping up from the Rally 3 to the Rally 2 car. Same as we've seen, William do it as well, in the from the JWRC into WRC 2. So it's incredible for the two lads. And I really can't wait now. First round in Hungary in what he got, 15th of April.
Yeah, we've said it before and we'll say it again, no doubt. The MI Rally Academy, it is like this is last year was world class. This is beyond world class now. This is like this has set a standard that's never been seen before.
Oh, look, it's incredible that, you know, we've two top flight campaigns running, you know, with Josh and with William in WRC2, and now with John with Owen in, what do you call it, the ERC. It's incredible, it really is.
Yeah, and when you think about it, like the M Sport, one of the works teams is running two of our guys in one WRC2 and the other in the ERC, and TalkSport, who are the kind of the blessed team from Skoda, like another one of our guys in that too. Like, so, geez, this is like, you know, this has to be a golden era we're living in now.
And not forgetting Aaron, who's sitting in the Tour de Harris, you know, as well. So, like, it really is incredible, you know, where we're at. I think I've used that word now four or five times.
Yeah, but we're running out of superlatives, but like, it is fantastic. It really is. And it's been an absolute pleasure for us to hear the stories and be able to tell these stories as well.
But that's it. You know, we're able to share it and pass it on. And you know, like, again, all of the lads and you know, we've spoken to, you know, from William and Liam and Owen there and John and Aaron, like, they're just really nice lads. Plan to give us their time. And it's great to be able then for us to pass it on and let other people hear what's going on behind the scenes.
That's for sure. And then, you know, the guys behind the scenes have been very accommodating, making this all happen for us as well too. So, you know, we need to put that on the record too. We need to thank them, you know, like Sean McHugh and like John Coyne and a host of others there, and Andy Walsh, another man that has made all these things happen for us as well too.
That's it. You know, they've kept us in the loop of what's going on, and, you know, they've been open with what's happening and what's coming up and what the plans are. So it's allowed us to coordinate, you know, so that, you know, we're spreading the news with their benefit and with their help.
That's for sure. So that's the end of that episode. So once again, thank you very much for listening. Please like, share, subscribe, and if you can rate the podcast, it makes a huge difference. So until the next time, take care, speak soon, and bye.